On March 17, 2015, those who dared to suggest that football might not be worth risking brain health got a reluctant new champion. Nearly 9 months later, he's still finding his voice. Only a Game's Karen Given has our story.
You know, my grandfather didn't know his grandfather, my dad didn't know his grandfather, and I didn't know my dad's dad. So breaking the cycle of Borland men dying young is important to me, and a long career in the NFL may not be part of that equation.
That's Chris Borland. Last November, he was earning NFC Rookie of the Month honors, playing for the San Francisco 49ers. Earlier this week, he was sitting across from me at a wooden conference table in the headmaster's office at Boston's McKinley South End Academy, an all-ages school for students with special needs. Borland has the time to visit a public school this November because he isn't an NFL player anymore.
The NFL is reeling as a promising young rookie announces his retirement after only
Chris Borland of the San Francisco 49ers is calling it a career after one season. The 24-year-old Chris
Borland says he isn't sending a message, but a message has been sent. How far will it reach?
When ESPN followed up on Borland's story this August, they called him the most dangerous man in football.
You know, I didn't intend on being the most dangerous man in football or be a face of anything or an advocate for anything, but I don't think that's my choice now. I think I'm kind of in that role, at least in some capacity, for quite a while.
It all started when Borland got concussed in training camp last fall, something that happens to countless rookies and veterans.
I didn't tell anybody. I hadn't technically made the team yet. Usually third-rounders are safe in making the team. They've invested some money in you, but nothing's certain in the NFL, so kept it to myself, but thought, you know, if this is going to be the norm for 5, 8, 10 years, what may be the consequences?
The consequences of CTE, a brain condition associated with multiple concussions, can include not being able to list the months of the year in sequence, forgetting the names of family members, personality changes, mood swings, and depression so debilitating that former players from Dave Duerson to Junior Seau have committed suicide by shooting themselves in the chest. Duerson left a note asking his brain be preserved for research. Borland started with a Google search and then began reading articles and scientific studies. Finally, he talked to the scientists themselves.
You know, what I came to discover is that if I were to meet my goals as an NFL linebacker, I would take on too much risk than I was comfortable with later in life.
You know, it's funny you say that you didn't know a lot about it. And I think for people on my side of this issue, reporting about it, that to me is astounding because I've been covering this for like 15 years. So do you think other players know anything about it?
People ask, how couldn't you have known? And I think people believe that college NFL players have an especially acute awareness of these issues. I think the exact opposite. I think they're a vulnerable population.
Borland says college players get their information from the NCAA. Pro players rely on the NFL and the NFL Players Association. All of these organizations have a financial stake in keeping the games going.
And I don't think it's always the full story, and I don't think it's always as explicit as it should be. My thing is information. I don't think all that much would change. I think there'd still be a lot of guys who, if they saw every nitty-gritty detail, would still play, but the scientific acumen of the average NFL player isn't very high, and I was in that group, and that shouldn't be the case.
Borland makes a good point. Reporters, people like me, don't really understand what it's like to be an NFL player with a concussion. And that's why Borland says it's going to take more players looking into the science on their own to really make a difference.
My name is Chris Borland. This past year,
the most dangerous man in football doesn't exactly strike fear in the kids at Boston's McKinley Academy. He stands just 5'11". His muscles have shrunk down to non-superhuman size. When the slideshow flashes a picture of him in a helmet, pads, and eye black, one of the kids yells, "That's not you." But Borland keeps going, helping the kids to understand who they should turn to if they think they have a concussion. He's interrupted when another picture comes up on the screen behind him.
Thanks to Chris and people at
the... Well, that is you.
This clinic is put on by Boston's Concussion Legacy Institute. They also presented Borland with an Impact Award this week. The organization's founder, Christopher Nowinski, a former college player and WWE wrestler, has been in this fight since 2006. He's happy to have a new ally.
What amazes me about Chris is he's the first guy I know that actually dug into the research and maybe the only guy that made a decision with informed consent. And the decision he made is profound. So I'm curious to see what happens if other players start learning what he learned.
The students learned a lot during the presentation. Both Nowinski and I quizzed them afterwards, and they passed. They learned enough, in fact, to ask Borland the question nobody, not even the mighty NFL, has been able to answer. It's hard to hear, but the question is, how do you avoid all concussions?
I think in a sport like football, there's a higher rate of concussions. So you can avoid some, but you can't always avoid them all.
Nearly 9 months after Borland retired, there are still questions that leave him conflicted. Don't ask what the future of the NFL should be. Don't ask whether his friends and the people he loves should keep playing football. But
you don't have to play tackle football when you're young. Even if you love football and you want to play in the NFL someday, there's countless stories. I didn't play until high school. And you can play flag and you can play a bunch of other sports and you can develop athleticism without hitting your head 1,000 times every fall. And then play football if it's worth it to you later in life. But you don't have to have little tykes bashing into one another. I think knowing what we know now, it's irresponsible.
Sometime in the next couple of years, Borland will have to find a job. He's not finished paying off the $463,000 he owes the 49ers for his signing bonus. And he says he has some ideas about what he'd like to do next.
I've narrowed it down, and I need to decide before the new year. My mom's getting on my nerves, so figure out my next move.
The most dangerous man in football is worried about his mom.
I think that's true of any NFL. Their mom really rules the house, so you got to please her first.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.